Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Germ Audio. Thank you. Thank you very much. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. Taking a look at some of the stuff coming down the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Jeff, this is Deborah from New Kent. If John Reed does not win and we get controlled by this radical left, we are leaving Virginia. We are just starting to get crime under control. I worked in juvenile justice for over 10 years, and these kids are violent. They get a slap on the wrist until they've actually committed a murder, and then they get put up for 35 years. There's no excuse for the violence, but the Democrats promote it because they thrive on chaos. Mark in South Hill says, hey, Jeff, anyone else notice that Ghazala Hashmi's image consultant has now given her red highlighted hair and makeup, trying to make her look more moderate? 804 says, Jeff, after Spamberger wins and the Democrats destroy the state, will you still do your show from Florida? You know, that's actually a good question right there. No, it is. It really, really is. And I had a conversation with a friend earlier today. And we were just sort of tossing some stuff around, you know, just chatting and catching up. But we both had similar concerns. If things go in the wrong direction this election, what do we do? And I'm not entirely sure. I mean, I can't speak for someone else. My first thought, and I did share it with Heidi, was if in fact it goes in the wrong direction, I think I'm done. Because I'm not sure that I would want to be in place to watch the destruction. And then Heidi said, well, okay, but then If you're not going to be pushing back and fighting back, then who is? I thought, well, I don't know. I don't know. So I tell you honestly, I don't know. My first thought would be yes, we would leave the Commonwealth, which pains me to say. JJ says, hey, Jeff, have a good trip to Israel. Be careful over there because there are a lot of bad guys. Would hate to see anything happen to you. Well, thank you. I would hate to see anything bad happen to me. Jeff, I live in Senator Hashmi's district. She doesn't do a thing for it. The place is falling apart. Frankly, I don't think she even knows where the district is. That's Robert. Yeah, it's difficult. It is difficult to see it. It is very, very difficult. to look at this district that Ghazala Hashmi, in theory, represents, and try and figure out what it is that she has done for it. 248 says, Jeff, we just returned from Israel. You are correct. It is the trip of a lifetime. I will be praying for you. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that. Let me see. Jeff, I was sincere in December 2024 when I offered to drop the Hanukkah song CD off at the Olive Oil Tap Room for you, saying that I had wanted to be Jewish for Christmas years ago was not a joke. I said it because I found out that I had a Jewish grandfather. I embrace my, if only we could get these lined up. I don't know. Bonnie in Chesterfield is telling me she has a necklace with a Star of David on it and a Christian cross on it. I hope you have a safe and enjoyable trip to Israel. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Bonnie. I'm sorry. It's just our text line is it's bizarre. It just chops texts up like nobody's business, and then you have to, on the fly, try and figure out exactly what it is. So hopefully I've done as good a job as I possibly can. Did anybody see the goofy piece over on NBC 12 the other day? It's NBC 12, so you know, well, right from the beginning, it's got a leftward slant. We know that. That's no shock. But they were highlighting store owners who had decided they would create environments in their retail stores where they would not let law enforcement. They didn't want ICE coming into their stores. And I thought, well, who cares? Right? I mean, it's just one of those stupid things. It's like some people putting up signs. This is a nuclear-free zone. Yes, you're right. Before Russia or North Korea or the Chinese drop a nuclear bomb, they're going to look for that little sign you have in your yard. No, we can't do that. It's so stupid. So it's being visited once again with some, stupid merchants who would rather engage in some left-wing nonsense. And they were highlighted by Channel 12. Cut number three, please.
Well, a surge of Richmond area businesses sending a joint message to ICE agents. They're putting up this sign reading, ICE is not welcome here. The distributors of the signs estimate they've given out hundreds of them. But as one immigration lawyer tells us, the rules regarding this issue are tricky. Maggie Glass explains.
You don't have to walk very far down Carytown to see a business with a sign like this in their store. The owner of this business tells me she put the sign here to let everyone know, regardless of their immigration status, they're welcomed into her store.
A lot of people are frightened to go out and do their daily routine, to go and have fun and to be out because they're afraid that they may possibly not come home or that a family member may not come home. So I think it's important to kind of just let people know, hey, we understand that this is happening. We don't want it to happen here.
Thea Brown's store, World of Mirth, just one among a handful within a few minute walk of each other, asserting they know their rights. To check what exactly a business's rights are if ICE enters, we reached out to a local immigration attorney.
They're not allowed in private areas of people's homes. They're not allowed in private areas of a business, but they are allowed to be in places where people have given up their right to privacy. Essentially, any place that's a public space, they're allowed to be in.
Isaac Adams explains public spaces could be the dining room of a restaurant or the lobby of a law firm. Private spaces, on the other hand, are places such as a locked office. For ICE agents to enter a restricted area, they would need a judicial warrant.
Most of that time, ICE is operating without a judicial warrant. They may have ICE administrative warrants, but those aren't signed by a judge. They don't give them authorization to enter into homes. They don't give them authorization to enter into the private areas of a business.
Now, if a business invites ICE agents into its store, then those limitations can be thrown out. What no one has the right to do, Adam says, is intervene when ICE agents are correctly operating under the authority as law enforcement officers.
You can get in trouble if you step over the line.
Since the start of this year until June, ICE made around 3,300 arrests in Virginia. I asked Brown what she would do if ICE did come to her shop.
We would do what we can to hold them at the door and kind of go from there.
In Richmond, Maggie Glass, 12 on your side.
Yeah, good luck with that, ma'am. What an idiot. Good Lord, how stupid can you be?
I would try and hold off law enforcement at the front of my store.
Oh, really? Okay. You're going to block the door with, what does she sell? Mirth? Excuse me, I need a pound of mirth. No, we don't sell it that way. Well, how do you? You'll have to buy a dozen mirths. Can I check the color of the mirth? What about the size? Is it the right size mirth? How new is this mirth? Can I get a discount if I buy a lot of mirth? I mean, really? Excuse me, ma'am. Is this locally sourced organic mirth? I don't want to be buying mirth that comes from the People's Republic of China. Made by little children working under slave conditions for your mirth festival. No, I want real American mirth. And it has to be organic. None of this factory-created mirth. What a... Jeez. Well, here's my suggestion to you. If you see one of these stupid signs, ICE not welcome here, that's a good indication to you to keep on walking, keep your money in your pocket, find another store. Now, I'm pretty sure there has to be another mirth distributorship somewhere in Central Virginia. I got a pair of tickets for you to go to the Cookout 400 at Richmond Raceway. I'm going to give those to you in just about 5 minutes from now. It is 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 4:20, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. I would love to give you a pair of tickets. Yeah. The Cookout 400 is coming to Richmond Raceway August the 16th. That's a week from tomorrow. How many days in a week? Seven. All right. Caller number seven right now at 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. Caller number seven, you will get a pair of tickets for the Cookout 400 coming to Richmond Raceway 1 week from tomorrow. Jeff, this is James in Chester. I just got home from work. I'm watching Newsmax, and it was just revealed that a Chinese executive has donated $50,000 to Abigail Spanberger's election fund. It's not surprising to me, but it should be made very public. James, you need to get home from work earlier because I announced that 2 days ago. And it's not just any Chinese businessman. It is a Chinese businessman who is apparently a big-time member of the Chinese Communist Party. So it's even worse than you think it is. I'm telling you, change your work schedule, James, because you're missing out on so much. If you're just getting home now, you missed the first 90 minutes of my show. You have any idea what I shared? Yeah, a lot of stuff. But yeah, James, that's absolutely correct. But it did come out a couple of days ago, which is when I told people about it. 804, Jeff, listening to that Channel 12 report, I have to report that section of Carytown is just lovely these days with its ever-increasing homeless population stretched out on every block. Aw, sweet, sweet. Jeff, I will not be visiting any business with any of those signs up. I support ICE 100%. Yeah, I'm with you. 804, Jeff, I will not transact any business with a store that has a sign like that up. Good. I think you're spot on. Nick from Chester says, Jeff, that sign is exactly the sign I would have if, in fact, I were a member of ICE, right? No, listen, if you are, in fact, out there enforcing immigration law and looking for people who have broken the law, and you come across a store like, what was it? A pocket full of mirth? Or Mirtha Palooza? I don't know, whatever it was. But you come across that sort of a store. It's got a big sign up there that says, ICE not welcome. Well, I'll tell you what, if I'm an ICE agent, I'm thinking that's exactly the location where somebody who doesn't want to visit for me is going to be. So maybe I just go in and visit, you know what I mean? It's just silliness, isn't it? There was a time, this is what gets me. Gosh, this just rubs me the wrong way. There was a time that this issue of legal immigration versus illegal immigration was so clear, so easy, that everybody agreed on it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Everybody. Democrats as well as Republicans, Republicans as well as Democrats. Everybody agreed on it. But because the Democrats have been floundering, guess what? They're latching on to every single solitary potential voter they can get. So we're seeing what we're seeing. All right. Well, I want to remind you that Stan Andruski, the host of In the Garage with Stan Andruski, which is this radio station's very, very best weekend radio show, 8 a.m. Saturday morning, will be here in a couple of moments. Want to make sure you join Stan for that. We got some changing weather, some crazy stuff. What's going on with cars? Now, I noticed today the new look state inspection stickers. Anything on that front? We'll talk about it with Stan at 4:35. It's 4:26. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 4:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Woo. We have made it. Congratulations, self-high-fives all the way around. Couple of lovely days weather-wise coming up this weekend, looking good. Everything seems to be moving along as it should. I am. I'm very excited about my upcoming visit to the Holy Land. I promise I will tell you everything about it when I can tell you everything about it. I just got the final itinerary yesterday. And there's just so much marked as embargoed, confidential, do not share, you cannot, you know, under pain of penalty and perjury and blah, blah. It's like, all right, look, I ain't telling nobody nothing. Except for Heidi. Heidi's got to know where I am, you know. The only thing I will note is that instead of two separate flights in a helicopter, there are now four separate flights in a helicopter. And, you know, this morning I was chatting with a buddy who, I mean, a great guy, who, amongst other things, amongst his accomplishments, he's a helicopter pilot. So when I told him how scared I was, he I mean, he was nice, but I knew he was laughing on the inside. A little bit like Stan Drewski. You know, Stan Drewski's mocking me right now. Guy's afraid of going up in a helicopter. What's wrong with him? I can't believe he's my friend. Well, okay. You know, what are you going to do? But Stan is my brother from another mother. During the week, you find him at 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico. That's where certified auto repairs. In fact, I was there today. Had to get the car state inspected. And also, while I was there, I say, look, Heidi's going on a long drive. I want you guys to give this thing the once-over like three or four times. Make sure that my ladies, Heidi and Julie, are going to be safe and sound. So they did. Stan, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Jeff Katz. Jeff Katz. The once-over three or four times, you know, and they told me that's exactly what you said. They said, I don't understand what he wants. I said, he wants it checked over once, three or four times. Pretty clear. Yeah. All right. Say no more.
Yeah. I thought that was pretty clear. But, you know, I'm not a numbers guy, so maybe that was the confusion.
Yeah, it was great. That was good seeing you this morning. As far as them, I was not in there. Obviously, you know, I was dealing with some Shop Fix Academy. One of my clients had an issue, and we were going through that. So pretty big deal for us.
Yep.
State inspections, yeah, man, they've changed these stickers. You guys know usually yearly anyway they change colors. So state police can make sure that you're staying safe with your vehicles. You know, I'm not the biggest regulatory guy, but I realize we don't take care of our cars very well. And ask me how I know. So I've been on a push for years now to get people to maintain them better. But the fact that we have this program is not really, I don't feel like it's to come down on us and force us to do things. As a matter of fact, I think it maybe encourages us to make sure our cars are safe so we're not hurting ourselves or others on the road. So I'm a huge advocate for the state police program and what our troopers do across, obviously, the entire Commonwealth. Love them, thankful for them, as well as all of our communities. So just get that out of there. It seems like a burden to some people, but if it's run right, if you're bringing it to a shop that has hard conversations with you, whether we like them or not, we got to have you know and be educated, then it makes it easier. So they do change the colors. They've come up with a new version that has a lot of anti-theft abilities. It has a hologram on it. It's very hard to duplicate. It's almost impossible to steal off of a windshield or switch over, which is, if you have to get a new windshield, it can be a little bit of a pain. Mm-hmm. But it keeps people from reaching in, and it's really gotten, from what I understand, it's dropped the amount of false state inspections that were out there. And you know, in return, you know, made the roads a lot safer for us.
Yeah, yeah. I tell you what, I don't ever have any problem with the idea of the state inspection. Frankly, I'm grateful that it is done. I think it's done well. I mean, obviously, I go to Certified Auto Repair or Arts Automotive Service just because I know everybody. I trust everybody over there. But, you know, there's certain standards. When people hear about state inspection, Stan, because I still think that there are some people who are confused. It's not Stan Andrewski who sat down and said, okay, before you can get this sticker, I'm going to make up a list of things to do. This stuff comes from the state police, right?
Right, state police, and they do have people on different boards and different sounding boards, and they've opened up communication even better over the last few years. I personally am going to challenge and hope they open it up even more to professionals and experts in the industry, and that's, of course, us. The experts are not at the state police. They know that as far as taking care of these vehicles. The experts are not in D.C. They're not at my good friend Sean Duffy or even me at the Department of Transportation. The experts are the technicians who have been doing it for how many years now? Like, you know, 30 years. They know what cars do and what they can't. And it's the engineers at the companies that sell them who sadly don't have really a voice anymore when it comes to when you maintain your vehicle. So, yes, we do have to follow a set of standards. But I'll tell you what else. You're not going to be just have any mechanic doing inspections on your car either. It's a very tough license to get to be a state inspector. Matter of fact, most shops have a very high level of technicians or a very high number that don't have their inspection license that are working towards it. Your credit has to be good. Your driving record has to be stellar. You have to have a good presence in the community. They're just not giving anybody these licenses. And so kudos again to the state police for making sure they're holding us like we're trying to hold our customers to a higher standard. Really is a good program. I think it's only going to get better. I'm really excited. The biggest setback, I would say, as a technician, I'm not speaking for anybody in political office or for the state police, but when people fight the state inspections and the police and tell them when they come in for power that, oh, we don't need to fail cars for tint or for this or for that. They really need to stay out of it because they don't know what they're talking about. And I wish that our representatives at the state would understand they have no idea what they're talking about with cars. Come and talk to technicians across the state and then communicate with us so that we can pass funny things so we don't have to have the federal we can pass non-funny things, things that make sense, right, professional, so that we don't have to have the federal government come in and say, you know what, Virginia, you're not going to do EV mandates and make people just all buy electric vehicles. That's idiotic. You're not going to make everybody not be able to drive diesels. We're not doing that anymore. So I just wish that honestly, without getting too political, I wish our representatives would just get off of whatever they're on and start asking the people who know in every industry and getting our advice from plumbers, from technicians, from electricians. They don't. And I wish they would. I really do. I don't know how to make that happen. But our state police have been stellar dealing with all the differences in political parties. They try to keep it right down the line so that everybody's taken care of and their cars are safe.
I love it. I love it, Stan. I want to share a very happy story from this morning. You know, I'm over there, and everybody is always just first rate. You can never do enough. But I was sitting in the waiting room for a couple of moments. Now, I did get shushed, which was I did. And normally, I'm the guy who's thinking, man, why are people speaking so loudly on their phones? Why don't you go outside? It's a lovely day. And somebody called me. I didn't even think. And I just started talking. And a woman sitting across from me just went, shh. Oh, my God. I'm like, oh, yeah, you know what? You're right. I'm wrong. I'm going outside. Don't worry about it. But
hey. Go ahead.
Believe me. I mean, and it wasn't just like a regular it was one of those industrial strength.
Yeah.
I don't know what
she was a librarian.
She was a librarian
for 20 years.
She had done this before, my friend. I'll tell you that. But
our customers, all you guys, claim that as their own. They walk in there. If the water's not the right temperature, we hear about it. If the TV's not all right, they're like, hey, come on, step it up. Okay, thank you. Sorry, we slipped. So we hear about it, but they also claim it as their own. They love sitting up in there, and they don't want to be. If they're reading or something, they do not want to be bothered by the outside noises at all.
It's true. No, it's true, and it's so comfortable. That was the other thing. But she was there so that you know, and I want everybody to know, she was there because she had gone to another shop, and they had told her something, and of course that something involved a lot of money. And she was telling the other folks in the waiting room, which I thought was wonderful. I don't know who she is or what have you, but she was telling all of us, you know, here they will give you a second look if somebody else tells you something just to make sure you're not getting ripped off. And I thought, well, yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, it's part of what you do.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a free second opinion, a free 15-minute no-wrench inspection. On top of both of those, you know, at both stores, Arts and Certified Auto, we've been doing free AC checks all summer long. We've done over 500 of them. We've been able to help people know exactly what's wrong with their car. We've helped them budget and get their car cooler. Super exciting to be able to do stuff like that. That really gets me motivated to be able to help people. But I'll tell you what else. That free second opinion goes a long way. People look for it. They want to know that they can come in there and we can say, look, we have all A-level technicians. It doesn't mean we're always right, but we're going to do our best to let you know exactly what's going on with this, so that you don't have to worry whether that place that you went to was off or not. And to be honest with you, a fair amount of the time, the only thing it might be is the prices would be a little different. We don't really see people necessarily gouging out here anymore. So the more that I see that, the better I am. But we are there for the free second opinion, 100%, Jeff.
Yeah, I love that. Stan, you've got a big show coming up tomorrow. You're going to be hosting In the Garage with Stan Andruski. I will, as you know, I will be conspicuous by my absence for a couple of weeks because I'm going to be in Israel. And
I saw a helicopter flying over this morning, and I thought it was going to your house. You're going to get picked up from here to the airport. Then from the airport, you're going to fly via jet. I think you're going to be over there with, like, the Prime Minister. Look, I don't know what's going to happen, but I look forward to hearing about it. And overall, I'll be praying for you and your safety. And, you know, when you're on a mission such as this and you going over there and just being back in over in that area, I think that it's going to be huge for you. And I can't wait to hear about it. So God be with you. Just pray for a hedge of protection over your life and everybody involved.
You're a wonderful, wonderful person. I am pleased to describe you as my brother from another mother. Well, Stan, I always appreciate you being here. Again, shout out to everybody at Certified, who just always the best, so friendly, so professional, taking care of everybody, not just me. I mean, everybody that was there this morning. You know, I'm going to let you in on this. I had the chance, because I was sitting in the waiting room, just to hear how the guys at the front were interacting with people on the phone and other customers, and just as polite and as professional as you could possibly be. I am really, really impressive. And that speaks to you, it speaks to Megan, speaks to Robbie.
Well, we really appreciate it too, and we do our best. You know that's one of my lifelong missions, is to make sure we're taking care of people. And so thank you so much, both Arts and Certified Auto Repair, and hopefully some more in the future so we can get the word out there. But love you, Central Virginia. Jeff, please have safe travels. Can't wait to get back, but enjoy yourself if you can, and just thank you for everything you do.
You're a good man. Thank you, sir. That is Stan Andruski. Tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. in the garage with Stan Andruski. Make sure that you tune in and, well, you learn everything there is to know about your car, because I can guarantee you, if you have got car questions, that guy right there has got the car answers. 446, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 452, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Hey, a couple of cool things just popped up on my Facebook memory, so I'm posting them just because, well, why not? 5 years ago today, guess what debuted? The Jeff Katz sandwich at Jake's Place. 511 Thompson Street in Ashland, about a mile or so down from the train tracks. Yep. 5 years, and it's
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's still the number one sandwich at Jake's Place. Number one, top seller. Why? Well, because it's delicious. Giant pile of smoked beef brisket sourced locally, Reseda Farms. Right up the road, John Yeoman does his magic and smokes it. Then Wendy Yeoman takes over, and it's delicious. Topped with Wendy Yeoman's homemade pimento cheese and onion straw, some barbecue sauce if you want it. And they serve it on two toasted pieces of jalapeno cornbread. I put a lot of research into that. And by research, I mean I ate a lot of proposed sandwiches before I decided that was the one. And it's delicious. So anyway, that's 5 years ago today. And 4 years ago today, I was in Shawsville, Virginia. There are half of the people right now going, Charlottesville? You mean Charlotte? No, I mean Shawsville. Shawsville is a tiny little place, Allegheny County, far, far away. Like you go to Roanoke and then you keep going. But that's where the Boogie Wrestling Camp is. My friend, Jimmy Valiant. The Boogie Woogie Man. 4 years ago today, Jimmy made me an honorary graduate of the Boogie Wrestling Camp, and I'm up on the wall now, Hall of Famer down there. So I posted those photos just if you need a good laugh, a good giggle. They're entertaining, and I hope you enjoy them. Now, final hour of the program this week, we've got Mort Klein, president of the Zionist Organization of America, joining us. We'll talk about the outrageous anti-Semitic comments that are coming from inside Virginia's Democrat Party. It is 4:55, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.